Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For a lot of people, it's been a rough year for personal finances. Inflation continues to eat away at your paycheck, the interest you're making on your savings or in your checking account is still close to zero, and the unpredictable stock market has made your 401k, well, a lot of people don't even have the stomach to even look at their 401k.
The reality is that whatever budget or rough budget that you had in your head is probably out of date. So you need to update your understanding of what things cost and how much you want to save.
On today's show, we'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amani Moiz about doing a top-to-bottom review of your finances and putting yourself in a better position in 2023. That's after the break.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Inflation may have ticked down a few notches in recent months, but it's still putting the squeeze on a lot of people's finances. And that makes keeping track of your accounts and your investment choices all the more important. The WSJ's personal finance team has turned the spotlight on strengthening your savings, checking, and retirement portfolios. And reporter Amani Moiz is with us to talk about some of what they learned. Amani, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Amani, we often hear people talking about making New Year's resolutions around this time of the year to make more money, save more money. It always involves money. But I guess this is really a good time of year to go in and, you know, crunch the numbers.
Yeah, staying on top of your finances is just good financial hygiene. However, it's something that is easy to fall by the wayside. So during this holiday period when maybe work is slower and you have more time to yourself, definitely use this time to take stock of all things financial before you get caught up in the busyness of the new year. I think it's especially important to do this year after what we've seen with inflation really hurting people's budget. And the reality is that whatever budget or rough budget that you had in your head is probably out of date. So you need to update your understanding of what things cost and how much you want to save.
All right, so let's tackle some of those numbers. Let's start with people's savings. Even with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates several times this year, the rates people get on their savings or even their checking account have been slow to rise. And in a lot of cases, the rates are still near zero. How can people sort of, you know, squeeze more money out of those interest rates and into their account?
The easiest thing to do is definitely to look around for potentially an online savings bank. A lot of the online accounts offer higher interest rates because if it's an online-only bank, the bank can save on overhead and transfer those savings on to the saver. The easiest thing to do is really just do an internet search for savings accounts. There's a whole bunch of sites like Bankrate or NerdWallet that track the savings accounts that give you the best bang for your buck when it comes to interest rates.
You know, if people go through their bank statements, they'll probably see a whole list of bank fees that have added up month over month, and nothing gets under people's skin like fees. So what moves can people make to keep that money in their pocket and not the banks?
I think more people should get in the habit of really checking if they want to stick with their bank, especially if they're paying any type of monthly maintenance fee or ATM fees, just because there's so many options out there today that don't come with those fees at all. Understandably, a lot of people don't move their money around too much, especially their checking account, because you typically have direct deposits, maybe a lot of automatic payments that are coming out, and those things can be a hassle to change around. However, you might be leaving some money on the table if you're just kind of sticking with the same bank that you've always had, which is what the majority of people do. And if you're one of those people who's had the same checking account for decades, it's definitely worth taking a look just because checking accounts have evolved so much in recent years. You have a lot of fintechs who offer these hyper-specialized checking accounts. For example, Lily Bank is a bank that targets gig economy workers and entrepreneurs, and they have a tax optimizer service bundled with their checking account. Also, depending on how you use your money and how you use your account. So for example, if you like to keep a lot of money liquid, switching to a brokerage account like the Fidelity Cash Management account could let you have up to $3 million in insured deposits because they partner with multiple banks, whereas keeping your money with one bank, you're limited to $250,000 in insured deposits.
But it's not just the bank fees that annoy people. There are all kinds of fees and costs that people have taken on through subscriptions and other services.
Yes, I think it's really important, especially as more of the economy has become subscription-based. Regularly take stock of just how much you're spending on monthly subscriptions. There was a study by CNR Research that found that most people dramatically underestimate how much they pay for different maybe streaming services, gym memberships, things like that. When given a few seconds to respond, people estimated that they spent about $80 on monthly subscription. Afterwards, when they took the time to actually tally everything up, it's over $200 a month. So,
wow, that's not like a rounding error. That sounds like not having a good handle on what you're spending.
Exactly. And it could be really hard to keep track. I think the easiest thing to do would be to sign up for, there's a lot of services online that'll track these subscriptions for you and even alert you when the price of a subscription changes. Because once you authorize a company, vendor to take money from your account, they could change that amount without necessarily notifying you.
But there are fees associated with services that a lot of people really can't do without, like their cell phone or their cable and internet service.
For services like that, it's definitely beneficial to put on your negotiator hat. Cable companies are infamous for keeping people on the phone for a long time, but it's worth it if you could lower your bill. A lot of times, cable companies, cell phone providers, they'll take you in with a promotional rate that increases dramatically after the promotional period ends. However, companies also know that it's cheaper to keep a customer than it is to find a new one. So if you call threatening to cancel a service or switch providers, they'll likely offer you a discount. And when you call, you could still ask for deals that are being offered to new customers. Maybe you got something in the mail, or maybe you talk to your neighbor who you know is getting a bigger deal. Beyond just the cable services and cell phone bills, things that are known to be negotiable, Rocket Money said that they've also seen their customers have some luck negotiating things like pest control or home security services.
Yeah, that's a good point. But what happens if it doesn't work? You know, if that negotiating doesn't result in some sort of deal?
Of course, there's always a chance that the customer service representative won't be swayed by your arguments. And if that happens and you're unable to get the discount that you want, definitely just try again. You'll probably get someone else and you might have better luck.
All right, so now let's think longer term. A lot of people have an IRA or a 401k retirement account, and they've probably seen their accounts take a beating in the up and down stock market. So what moves can they make now to put their 401k in a better position in 2023?
Well, any financial advisor will tell you it's not a good idea to monitor the ups and downs of your 401k, and it's really best to leave that account alone. However, it is beneficial to at least once a year just check those accounts and make sure that you're saving what you want to save and that you have the right investment mix and you're using the right type of account. So for this year, the annual 401k contribution limit was actually increased by the largest ever amount in terms of dollars. That's $2,000, and now you could save up to $22,500 for 2023. And if you're 50 or older, you could save up to $30,000. Another thing to keep in mind is that more people with workplace retirement plans have the option of choosing between a traditional 401k and a Roth 401k. The difference between those accounts is that the Roth 401k taxes contributions on the front end so that you could pull money out tax-free in years when dipping into a regular 401k would push you into a higher tax bracket.
So how quickly should people move to take advantage of some of these things we've been talking about? Should they get started now, or can they wait until January 1st?
Some of these tips are evergreen, but some you should definitely take advantage of as soon as possible. For example, the higher limits on your 401k contributions, if you don't use that this year, it expires. Another thing to keep in mind is that everybody is expecting interest rates to continue to rise. So that means if you do have any high interest debt, you should refinance now. The balance transfer offers that offered people 0% interest for promotional periods, those are starting to become fewer and further between.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Imani Moiz. Imani, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
In a quick note, we'll be off on Monday, but we'll be back on Tuesday with something a little different for you. All next week, we've got a special series of episodes focused on getting yourself out of debt and getting your finances above water. That's next week on Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
I'm Paul Gigot, and you can join me, Kim Strassel, Kyle Peterson, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.